Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big event happening on Saturday, we all know it, the Hale Hot Air Balloon Festival will be happening, and the Balloon Meister joining us himself, Don Wertman. How are you, Don?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are things?
Things are good. Well, you know, all week long we've been talking about all the events that are a part of this, and I figured we might as well wrap up our look at the Balloon Fest talking about the main attraction, the balloons. And you know what? How many balloons do you think we're going to have out there this year, Don?
As of this point, we actually have 16 balloons. So we broke our record. We've been a little bit, not stagnant, it's probably not the right terminology, but
yeah,
just stuck in number 13 for the last few years. And this year we had some extra interest and a little more sales techniques by myself. And we managed to attract a few extra balloonists. So we'll have 16 balloons flying in the Hale area this coming weekend.
Super.
Actually, there's going to be probably 5 or 6 balloons flying tonight in the Hale area, kind of like a pre-flight thing.
Oh, nice.
To kick off the weekend to try to get some more attention and help promote it. So that's our activities for this afternoon anyway.
Yeah, and it looks like a nice day, but you never know weather-wise. I know I've been scheduled to go up a couple of times, and weather has dampened that, but today looks like a pretty nice day. So things looking good for getting up later on today?
When I looked at weather last night before I left town,
yeah,
where I live, which is downstate, down northwestern Metro Detroit a bit, it looked like it was going to be favorable for this evening, so I managed to get half a dozen pilots, including myself, to be interested in coming up a little bit early and flying. Looks like we're having a good weather window for the evening. It's a beautiful day out there. Just a little bit breezy at the moment, but that's forecasted to slow down and give us the opportunity to go out and play a little bit and have some activity of balloons around the Hale area on Thursday evening, which should be great.
Super. And then, of course, the main day, Saturday, what is scheduled for that day in terms of the balloons?
The balloon event has got scheduled flights Friday evening, another flight scheduled for Saturday morning, a flight scheduled for Saturday evening, and then after the flight, we're going to come back with all the balloons and do a glow at the fairgrounds, where we actually inflate the balloons at dusk, and it's a real picturesque thing for people and kids to come out and see. It's kind of like putting a piece of stained glass over a candle.
Yeah.
The balloons light up like a light bulb when you turn the burners on.
Wow.
But it's a great crowd attraction, and then we're going to finish off the weekend with our last scheduled flight, which is Sunday morning.
Terrific. Yep, and we're going to hope for good weather all the way through the weekend. But come on out and get up close and personal with these balloons. Now, Don, how long have you been doing this?
I've been flying balloons, or I've been around ballooning since the mid-80s. My dad actually started his lessons in 85, and I kind of learned alongside of him. Did ballooning for a living for a couple years, and for the last 20 years I've been doing small events regionally, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and running a few events. And fortunately, 6 years ago, Kathy Allward contacted me to try to put together something in Hale, and it's worked out great so far.
Boy, it really has, that's for sure. People are going to enjoy it this year just as they have in the past. Now, 16 balloons, how far away do they come from? Are you expecting from even outside of the state that are coming to the event?
For the most part, people that are coming to this event are people that are fairly Michiganders.
Okay.
I've got one gentleman coming up from Indiana, from Ohio, actually, Cincinnati area, a good friend of mine. He came up last year with his balloon. This year he's coming up to help another balloonist as just being a crew person, but that, I think, is the farthest commute we've got.
Okay.
He's actually been on the road since 7 o'clock this morning. He's expected to be in Hale by 4 o'clock today. So most of the rest of the pilots are Michiganders.
All right.
It's a fun little event. We haven't really lost any interest by balloonists.
Yeah.
Everybody's been here once, keeps coming back. They love the area. Landowners have been awesome, letting us land on their properties and things of that nature. And just the interest that we get from the local Hale population has just been terrific. So we're hoping to continue that, and hopefully we'll have a good year this year and get more flights off than we ever did before.
There you go. Now, how long does the average flight last?
A typical balloon flight lasts about an hour.
Okay.
Up here, it's a little bit challenging because of the crops and such.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why we picked this time of year, the crops are pretty much in a state where we can't disturb them too much. The big challenge is, obviously, there's a national forest out there that we want to try to avoid with balloons. But besides that, flights around this area, we try to fly for an hour. Sometimes we have to cut it a little bit short just on the safety side.
Right.
Or we may have to run really long because we have to fly over some,
fly
some crops or animals or something like that. So
cool. Now, about how high does the average balloon go? How far up into the air do you guys usually travel?
Well, a balloon can go extremely high if you want to. Typically, a balloon flight, you don't get much more over 1,500 feet off the ground.
Okay.
Some flights, if you choose to, you can go to 5,000 feet. You can even go to 10,000 feet if you really wanted to. The truth is, 1,500 feet, you get to see the surrounding area. Going much higher than that, you really don't get to see much more. It's a really clear day. Actually, a few flights here, we've been able to see the Saginaw Bay pretty clearly, and it's an ominous thing to look at a big body of water that you're flying toward.
I'll bet. Wow. And with a day like today so far, with the sunshine out there, if you get up later on this afternoon or this evening, it should be great viewing weather then, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. Tonight looks like it's going to be awesome. Tomorrow morning, hopefully it'll be a repeat of today.
Yeah.
It looks like there's some weather on the forecast for Friday evening, but we're all going to be here willing to go play, and we obviously, all the balloonists that come here, we want to fly. That's our name of the game.
Right.
It's just whether or not Mother Nature agrees with us.
All right. It's the big part of the Hale Hot Air Balloon Festival, which is going on this Saturday in Hale, but you'll see the balloons going up, weather permitting, later on today. And that's at the Iasco County Fairgrounds in Hale, so for people who are in the area, that's where they need to look to see those balloons go up later today and right through the weekend then.
That's our home base of operations at the fairgrounds. We're hoping to fly from there. The only thing that really deters us from doing that is if the winds are out of the southeast, that would put us right into the national forest. So if that's the situation, we just move off site and fly back into Hale. So we'll have to see what happens at our briefing at 5 o'clock for the weather this evening. And of course, throughout the rest of the weekend, we'll be looking at that very cautiously too. But we're looking forward to it.
Indeed, as are we. For all the activities that are a part of the Hot Air Balloon Festival in Hale, go to haleyes.org for more information. The Balloon Meister, Don Wertman, always a pleasure, Don. I know you got a lot of stuff to do, but thanks for spending some time with us today.
Absolutely, anytime. Thanks for giving me a ring. And if we have any updates, we'll definitely get in touch with you to let you know.